is your TV spying on you? Samsung is downplaying controversy over a voice recognition feature on its smart TVs that transmits sound back to a third party. Samsung says the feature can be deactivated, but that has not done much to quell the growing backlash. Jason Bellini of the Wall Street Journal is here. And Jason, how does this feature in question actually work?
This feature in question. Hi, Peter. Well, yeah, it does sound rather nefarious, the notion that your TV could be listening to you at all times and then taking that data, that your voice data, and sharing it with others. And you know, the way this thing works is it's actually a lot less nefarious than it sounds, because we found out since this story broke that the way these TVs work is you have to get them to turn on and be listening to you. You have a wake-up function, a verbal wake-up function for this TV, or you say something like, hi, TV. The same way you say, hi, Siri. She's not always listening to you, but you say, hi, TV, and then your TV is listening to you. And yes, it's getting data, but here's the interesting part. The reason why they make you agree in one of those long forms to be able – that they can share your data is so, according to the company, they can send that information to a third party who actually takes that data and translates it into English and also improves the voice recognition. They don't do that themselves, and most companies don't do that themselves, translate your voice into words.
Yeah, well, this all came about last week when a reporter at the Daily Beast wrote about a sentence in Samsung's privacy policy for these TVs. And it says, please be aware that if your spoken words include personal or other sensitive information, that information will be among the data captured and transmitted to a third party, as you mentioned. So what are privacy experts actually saying about this? Is it really a risk?
Right. Well, and this really went viral after some people posted this on Reddit, and so creating a major headache for the company. Now, sort of the privacy activists, you have a few who are coming out and who are battering Samsung, but really, what I'm hearing is that it's not really necessarily fair to single out Samsung, because so many devices are doing do exactly the same thing, and this one just happened to be called out. Mm-hmm. But it seems very unlikely that they're actually doing anything that would jeopardize your privacy or your personal voice data, as it were. But at the same time, the privacy experts consider this emblematic of the situation we're now in, the new world that we're entering, where devices all around us. I mean, our refrigerators could be spying
right
on us. I mean, you have a smart refrigerator that could be collecting information on you. And I mean, I don't know if you saw this over the weekend, 60 Minutes did a big piece about how cars now you can be hacked
exactly
into, because they're basically computers as well. So all the things around us, they could be collecting information on us that in the wrong hands might be used for those nefarious purposes.
So, Jason, what does this all mean then, big picture? I wonder if consumers even care, if your refrigerators could be spying on you, if your car may not be safe, and now this TV can hear you. Are they actually doing anything about it?
Well, I mean, I think it depends on what you're doing in front of your refrigerator, don't you think?
Well, I'm not kidding.
In all seriousness, the Federal Trade Commission has been looking into this. They just issued some new guidelines where they're trying to get some best practice out there to the manufacturers. And the number one is that they should really be thinking about security first in their design process before anything else.
Jason Bellini of the Wall Street Journal, thanks and good luck with that refrigerator.
Thanks.